troubles by the riverside. Catch a painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. Spinning wheel fly.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Senate confirmation hearing going on now for Defense Secretary pick Pete Hegseth. He has vowed to establish a warrior culture amid questions about the former Fox TV host's background. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
His hearing was interrupted by protesters. Republican Chairman Roger Wicker.
Admittedly, this nomination is unconventional.
Ranking Member Jack Reed about whether he would be apolitical.
The challenge of the Secretary of Defense is to remove partisan politics from the military.
Hegseth said Trump selected him, though he's different than past defense chiefs.
He believes, and I humbly agree, that it's time to give someone with dust on his boots the helm. A change agent.
Thousands of firefighters are deployed around Los Angeles to attack flare-ups or new wildfires as winds are expected to pick up in the wake of the massive fires that have destroyed thousands of homes and killed at least 24 people. CBS's Charlie DeMar.
The National Weather Service has issued a PDS, or a particularly dangerous situation alert, that just went into effect here. That will last until about noon tomorrow. And the reason for that is, again, because of those high winds, dry conditions, and there's just no rain in sight. This is the same alert that was in effect last week when those fires began.
Well, President-elect Trump says on social media he's totally innocent and calls former special counsel Jack Smith a lame-brain prosecutor. He's reacted after the Justice Department released a portion of Smith's report on Trump efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. Smith says Trump used lies as a weapon. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Jack Smith makes a point of saying that the point of this prosecution was literally to safeguard every citizen's vote because Donald Trump did not want to allow the peaceful transition of power.
U.S., Arab, and Israeli officials tell CBS News that a draft deal for a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release has been agreed to in principle and could be finalized by Israel and Hamas later this week. CBS's Ramy Innocencio.
An anonymous Israeli government official told CBS News the first phase of the ceasefire is understood to last approximately 42 days, with Hamas releasing 33 hostages in exchange for Palestinian detainees. Israel's military would not leave Gaza until all hostages were returned, and a buffer zone between southern Gaza and Israel would be established.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up about 100 points. The S&P is down 2. The NASDAQ is down 17. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It won't be a joke April 1st when Racine Unified asks for $190 million. Last night, the RUSD board voted to move ahead with a referendum on the April ballot. They're looking to raise taxes to pay for a $190 million referendum for teacher retention and to enhance school safety. There's more about the plan at WRJN.com. Forecasters say by Friday, it'll be 40. However, that doesn't help us now. The area is currently seeing sub-zero wind chills with warming centers available in both Racine and Kenosha. If you need assistance, you can call 211. The latest is coming up in the forecast. And residents in Racine and Kenosha are expressing frustration about snow-covered neighborhood roads. The lasting impact is due to extreme cold and limited snow removal budgets. Officials are trying to explain that only major roads are clear to bare pavement. Warmer temperatures will assist in the melting later this week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers could make history tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has been around since 1898. And in that time, only three head coaches, Bud Forrester, Doc Meanwell, and Bull Ryan, had 200 or more career victories. If the Badgers beat Ohio State tonight at the Kohl Center, head coach Greg Gard would become the fourth. Gard's overall record stands at 199 and 110. Just one win away from 200, the Badgers are back in the top 25, ranked 24th in the nation. In the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings eliminated from the playoffs after losing to the Rams 27-9 on Monday Night Football. In Green Bay, a frustrated Tucker Kraft was asked what will he remember about this Packers season as he cleaned out his locker.
We couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their shit, ready to go home. Yeah. People talking about the offseason vacations, and we should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason. That's my opinion on it.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Super sunny but feeling frigid cold. High temperatures will reach the mid-teens, but with feisty winds out of the northwest gusting up to 15 miles per hour, it's really going to be feeling like highs closer to 5 below. We've got another cold night on tap tonight before a warm-up starts tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 6 degrees.
Dressed local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and arguably the most versatile female singer of an entire generation.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Back on the ground, won't you please? question asking me. This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't want to see.
Mama told me to come. Mama told me to come. That ain't the way to find out.
Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scared him to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
She's a son. Oh,
news, timeless hits, WRJN. And high school basketball, big game coming up Thursday, Racine Lutheran versus Racine Horlick. And you can hear the game here on WRJN. Pre-game at 6:30, tip-off at 7 o'clock. We'll see you here. Horlick and Lutheran taking on each other. Definitely a rivalry that you can hear on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
When you cheer on and celebrate the green and gold, be sure to have O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle on hand. O&H's famous kringle pastry has a delicious filling of cheesehead cream cheese and dark chocolate tundra chunks. It's perfect for your game time gathering and is absolutely delicious. It disappears fast, so you may want to pick up an extra. Show and share your team spirit with O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three. Left side, yes, sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it. With the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The timeless hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see them in person, like Herman's Hermits.
There's a candle all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love.
Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guest The Association, playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Fullman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. And definitely one of those songs where they forgot the lyrics, this time at the start of the song. La 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 from Stevie.
La 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 la. The Milky Way.
La, la.
Lovin' Spoonful, or as we were fond of calling them, the Spoonful, Summer in the City, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus with another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up at 1:45-ish. Paul Harvey's rest of the story at 12:05. Very heartwarming story. Be here for it. But first, Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The referendum notice from Racine Unified says more money is needed because state funding fell. There is also the matter of declining enrollment. The Racine Unified School Board last night approved a $190 million referendum for the April 1st ballot. The district says they're aiming to address funding shortfalls and to maintain educational quality. If passed, the five-year referendum would prevent program cuts, support teacher retention, and enhance school safety and security. It would add about $70 in taxes on a home valued at $200,000. It'll be 40 by Friday. However, for now, it's sub-zero wind chills and warnings about frostbite. Warming centers are still running in area community centers, libraries, and some businesses. To find the closest to you, call 211. Below zero wind chills will hang around through tomorrow with a turn Thursday. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. And Mount Pleasant is trying to be a good neighbor in one respect. The Mount Pleasant Tourism Commission last year sent just over $92,000 to organizers of some of the biggest events in Racine County. Those benefiting include the Racine Zoo, Waterford Balloon Fest, and Salmonorama. The tourism folks say the effort was aimed at boosting visitor numbers and local economic growth. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Super sunny but feeling frigid cold. High temperatures will reach the mid-teens, but with feisty winds out of the northwest gusting up to 15 miles per hour, it's really going to be feeling like highs closer to 5 below. We've got another cold night on tap tonight before a warm-up starts tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
Backstabbers. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. This next band started up just to raise money for their soccer team and ended up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Dave Clark Five on WRJN.
You say that you love me.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and the station with tickets to see this guy, Peter Noone, Herman of Herman's Hermits, in concert February 28th in Waukegan. Listen to win tickets from WRJN.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight, all over the world. You can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what? Holding you tight. So listen.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This band made a lot of noise for having just four members. CCR, WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magicians.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people there. For those who come to San Francisco, summertime.
but you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on. I told him I'm in no hurry, but if I broke her heart, then won't you tell her I'm sorry? And for once in my life, I'm alone. And I gotta let her know, just in time before I go. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on.
Well, I laughed, but that didn't.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. He has denied accusations of sexual misconduct. He said women don't belong in combat. Now, Pete Hegseth, the Trump pick for defense secretary, is before a Senate committee considering his confirmation. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Republican Senator Roger Wicker admitted Trump's choice of Hegseth is unconventional.
That may be what makes Mr. Hegseth an excellent choice.
Ranking Member Jack Reed.
I have voted in favor of all your predecessors, including those in the first Trump administration. Unfortunately, you lack the character and composure and competence to hold the position of Secretary of Defense.
Hegseth said Trump is seeking an agent of change.
We've repeatedly placed people atop the Pentagon with supposedly the right credentials. And where has it gotten us?
It's a tense time in Southern California as the forecast worsens and the fire danger grows.
The worst winds are predicted today for the late afternoon and into Wednesday.
LA County Fire Chief Anthony Moroney, some of those gusts could hit hurricane strength. The big fires